The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them. And likewise, one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. But whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends, from the readings that we have this morning, especially in the Gospel, it's obvious that we are towards the end of the liturgical year. And we get closer and closer to the new season of Advent, which is the season of waiting for the coming of Christ. And the Gospel today highlights more the need to be attentive and the urgency to take seriously the call to turn to the Lord, to return to God's ways. And the Gospel today recounts several instances in the Old Testament when people are more drawn to the concerns of the present, to the concerns of the world, rather than on the urgent call of Noah to repent and change ways. The people during the time of Noah were oblivious to the call of repentance. They didn't see the urgency to change their ways until it was too late for them. Reflecting on this, what are the things that I am engaged in my life right now, things that take so much of my time, that impede me to be single-minded in my discipleship or in my love for God? It can be a vice, a favorite sin. It can be resentment, grudge, rancor, apathy, whatever it is. And the Gospel today does not just exhort us to examine those concerns of the present that take more priority than the call of God, but it also invites us to pay attention to the things from our past that also hinder or deter us from marching forward to where God is calling us to be. And the example of Lot's wife mentioned in the Gospel today is a perfect illustration. Lot's wife, who was behind him, looked back as they were leaving Sodom, and she became what? A pillar of salt. Lot's wife was immobilized because she could not leave the past behind her. She was always looking back. She kept on looking back. What part of my past is preventing me from moving forward at this point in my life. We don't want to be a pillar of salt. It's not just the current worldly things that we are engaged into that impede us to fully embrace the kingdom of God. It's not just the things that we battle with at the moment, but it can also be our past that could shackle and prevent us from moving forward. Let us ask for the grace to be attentive to the things that truly matter in the moment. Let us set our hearts free from many things that steer us away from the love of God, from the joy of the discipleship, and from the embrace of God. And let us always remember, as what we hear in the other parts of the psalm, blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord.